to the Sunday Class Dance 69 with Amanda Peer, first broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday, 19th June 2022, Father's Day in the UK. Hello, everyone. As well as Father's Day this weekend, more importantly, this week I have had a birthday and finally, officially, become a pensioner. To celebrate, I have applied for my bus pass, so our first dance has to be the 8x32 bar jig, The Bus Pass, by Tony Meadley from Bridport. Devised in 2010, the dance depicts the ladies waiting for the bus, the ladies getting on the bus after dancing for joy, having waited so long for one to come along. Then travelling on the bus, the wheels of the bus. How often did I sing that to my granddaughter? The bus pass, and then leaving the bus to go home. How does it go? The three men dance across the top and down behind the ladies. Then as the men continue to track home, the ladies set advancing and set turning about to meet partner. Three couple promenade with ones cast into second place. First lady up, first man down for right hand teapot and left shoulder snake. Ones turn left hand for four bars, half left shoulder reel of three on the side. There is no official recording, so I have chosen About Time from Edinburgh's 90s collection, recorded by Graham Munro and his band in 2014. tunes, played by Graham Monroe's band, were John Renton's Rolls by Moira Reiki, Wee Corrie by Ian Powery, Trip to Tobermory by Neil Grant, Alex Little MC by Max Houliston, The Family Pride by Lindsay Ross, Anne Fraser McKenzie by Bobby McLeod, and Christy McLeod by Jim Johnston. The track was About Time, which described my bus pass application. Still on this theme, our first reel today is The Pensioner's Reel by Trevor Rayner, published in the Sky Collection 2. Ones dance down the middle and back to first lady facing up, first man facing down, for double triangles for first couple, while twos and threes set Petronella on one place anticlockwise, set and Petronella on again. Then ones cast left around second corner position, change up and down right hand, and cast around fourth corner position. Half diagonal rights and lefts twice, gets everyone back to 2-1-3 to start again. The Sky Collection album is half Muriel Johnston's band and half Colin Dewar and his band, and this is from Colin Dewar's half. Thank you. Prince Charlie's Welcome to the Isle of Skye, Morrigan Roberts' Wedding Day by Ian Holmes, Glen Allen and Dick Gossip were the tunes for The Pensioner's Reel, played by Colin Dewar and his band. Last week we had Anna Holden's Strass Bay, and now we have a three-couple Strass Bay by her, published in the Birmingham Diamond Jubilee book, for which George Meikle and the Lothian Band recorded the CD. One set, cast, danced down between the threes, and cast up to second place. Three-couple Allemande, all advance, retire, cross right hand, and circle halfway to 2-1-3. In the last eight bars, ones and threes change places by turning right hand three-quarters, half reel of four, turn three-quarters, to end 2-3-1. The dance is Firth of Clyde. Johnston wrote the name tune for Firth of Clyde, and that was followed by Lady Madalena Sinclair by William Marshall and the traditional Captain Campbell. Now a dance by me, which really we should have had last week. Tiaras and Teapots was written in 2012 amidst the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations and talk of tea parties. The jig, the Roselass Cross, has a half-crown triangles movement. What's half a crown? Well, the normal answer is 2 and 6, but in royal circles we decided it was a tiara. The final version of the dance is an 8x40 jig published in the Sunday Class Dance Book 2 with the recording by Marian Anderson and her band. Thank you. I danced Tiaras and Teapots. Marion's band played Christy MacLeod by Jim Johnston, a tune we had earlier. Gowan Hill and the Heather Mixture Jig, both by Sir Jimmy Shand. And the Drunken Parson, which is traditional. Another celebration this weekend is Father's Day. Simon Scott of Vancouver wrote Father to Son, dedicated to the memory of Bobby Brown and the Scottish accent, and to his son, Laird Brown, who continues the wonderful music with his band Scotch Mist. Their first CD, Coast to Coast, contains instructions for 13 dances from devisers across Canada, plus a lament and a waltz. Briefly, the dance is ones and twos set and rotate, twos, ones and threes right shoulder reels of three on the sides, twos, ones and threes set and link for three twice, then chase halfway and all turn partner right hand. full set of 8 tunes there, mostly traditional, for Father to Son by Laird Brown's band Scotch Mist, The Lass of Patty's Mill, Neil Gow's Farewell to Whiskey, Mount Stuart House, Good Night and Joy Be With You, Johnny Cope, Glen Bushart Lodge, Scotch on the Rocks, and The Hoy Song. We'll follow that with our 8-time Strass Bay, The Gentleman, devised by Ros Scott Huxley in 1986 in memory of her father, Group Captain David Huxley, who is best remembered as MC at Summer School Cayley's, where his trademark was an ancient umbrella dangling from his wrist. This gave rise to the name of the original tune for the dance, the Cayley Umbrella.
Thank you.
Book 35 recording is an LP by Jim McLeod, but we heard the re-recorded CD by Neil Copland and his band. The tunes were The Cayley Umbrella by Muriel Johnston, Miss French of Tayside by James Moncur, Angus Fitchett's compliments to Ian Powery, Miss Wilma Miller, also by Muriel Johnston, Glengate by Bert Murray, Miss Julie Milne by Tom Hall, and Mr. Davidson of Netherley by Bert Murray. This weekend I'm having a family time at the seaside, so plenty of picnics. Here, from Shigeyoshi Kobayashi, is Pink Panda's Picnic, 4x32 bar jig with two chords for threes and fours to cross over. Ones and fours, cross, cast into the middle, half rights and lefts. Twos with fours, ones with threes, men's chain. Reels of four on the sides, fours and ones finishing in the centre facing corner. Turn corner right hand, half left hand across in the centre. Turn new corner right hand, ones and fours, half turn their opposite partner on the side to 2-4-1-3 with ones and threes improper. Gordon Shand recorded the double CD Cherry Blossom Time in 2007, which contained 27 tracks for dances mainly by John Drury and Shigeyoshi Kobayashi. I don't need to tell you what that tune was, just that it was Gordon Shand and his band playing. Now then, June the 19th is also known as Juneteenth, Emancipation Day, ending slavery in the US in 1865. So I thought an appropriate dance would be the Freedom Reel by Lynn Rankin, devised in 2020 and published in the RSCDS Belfast branch book After the Rain. Each dance has music associated with it, but there are no recordings. As the tune for this dance is by Marian Anderson, I have chosen a reel track from her Belfast Diamond Jubilee CD. The dance goes thus. Right shoulder reels of three on the side, then first lady, followed by her partner, dances down the lady's side and into third place, opposite sides, as the others step up. Set to the threes and change places with them right hand. Ones dance half figures of eight, lady up, man down, and right hand teapot at the same end to face first corners. Hello goodbye setting for six bars and all clap twice on the last two bars. ¶¶ a set of reels from Marian Anderson's Scottish Dance Band, which I chose for the Freedom Reel, marking Juneteenth. Back to me and my birthday weekend with my family. Summer Sunday Strass Bay, which I wrote in 2011 to dance to the Dewhurst recording Jenny's Magic Touch. When the dance was published and Marian recorded the CD, Chris Dewhurst gave his permission for his complete set to be replicated. So here are Chris, Julie and Nick Dewhurst playing the original. Lovely tunes by Chris Dewhurst, Jenny's Magic Touch, Crossing Borders with credit to Son Nick, The Bells of Greenhill and Dunfermline Abbey. To finish today, I thought we would reprieve the dance which no doubt has had plenty of outings recently, the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh. At least you should all know it. enjoy Jim McLeod from the LP More Sounds of Scotland, released in 1967. was John Robertson's tune, Burke Hall, followed by Bonnie Bankery by James Scott Skinner, and The Blacksmith for the Duke and Duchess of Edinburgh, played by Jim McLeod and his band. Thank you, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this. I certainly did putting it together. Thanks to Ewan, Andy and all at Radio GH. And we are playing out with a Britannia two-step, McKinley's March and Ingram's 35, especially for Alison Bell and Wynne Balgarney. Bye!